Through the first 5 weeks of the NFL season, defensive back Joe Hayden has been a shutdown corner against some of the NFL's top wide receivers. This Sunday will be no different when the Lions' Calvin Johnson comes to town. Here's a listen to Hayden's press conference.
Can you kind of size up the difference between the Lions' offense with Calvin and without Calvin?
It's completely different. You know, you could tell. I mean, with you missing a player like him, dynamic player that Stafford is like his comfort blanket, basically. So if you missing him, it's going to be a completely different offense. But with him, you know, you always got to know where he's at. They move him around, and they just try to get him the ball any way possible.
Are you preparing as if he'll play, or how are you
approaching it? For sure, definitely. I mean, I'd rather be ready for him and him not play than not playing for him. So we do be playing, like, be practicing just like Calvin's out there.
And you just said recently he's the best in the league. Why?
Because for one thing, his quarterback has so much confidence in him, and he's be able to just go up and get the ball. His range of catching the ball is tremendous. I mean, he can go up and get it. He's fast, strong, and he has a really good quarterback throwing it to him, so that always helps.
Joe, if there's anybody in the league better than A.J. Green, it's this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, because just like I said again, because no matter covered or not covered, the ball is going to come. You know, it just depends on you got to be able to be in a tight position to be able to make a play on it, because you could be on top, they're still going to throw it. You could be trailed, whatever, wherever you are, the ball could still be coming that way.
You're not the biggest guy in the world, obviously. He's a big dude for a receiver. How do you deal with it?
I mean, it's just the same way. You just make sure I just try to stay as close as possible. Don't let him beat me up top. Just try to stay on top and let him come back to the ball. I feel like me coming out of my breaks are a little bit better. So I just let him make sure he doesn't get the ball, like, running right at me.
Joe, you don't spend a whole lot of time covering these guys, but they throw it to the backs of the backfield a lot. How important is it for the cornerbacks to be able to swarm the football and stop that?
It's more for everybody to be able to swarm to the rock. I mean, especially with Reggie Bush, they run so many screen routes and so many little things to make sure you get him the ball. It's going to be a big thing for our defensive line to make sure they retrace when the lineman let them by. It's not for any reason they need to turn around and find out where the running back is.
Joe, are you helping Calvin to play, or would you just assume have him sit out and rest a little?
The team and the Browns fans might not want him out there. I might not want him out there too, but if he plays, I mean, it's always good to go against the best, you know. But if he doesn't, you know, that's a big help and a big knock for their offense.
Didn't you say a couple weeks ago that he's the one guy over AJ Green?
Yeah, I think he's the only receiver I would say that's better than AJ. And it's not even that, like, it's just because one thing about his quarterback has so much confidence in him is just no matter what, he could be covered and all. He just has so many opportunities to get to the rock. He's going to throw it up no matter what.
And have you played him before in a game?
Nope. I think when we played him in the preseasons, he doesn't really play. So we haven't really seen him preseason.
Have you talked to other corners about what it's like to cover him?
No. Like nope. No, I just locked in on my film and my coaches and see how we're going to figure it out.
What does the film tell you? Why is he so difficult other than Stafford?
I mean, it's not. You can just look at the dude. He's huge. He's like, that's exactly what the problem. He's huge. He's big, strong, and fast. I mean, there's nothing really else that you have to say about how he's so good.
Hey, Joe, coming on of playing A.J. Green so well, does that give you confidence heading into a Calvin Johnson matchup?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good for everybody else to hear about how good Calvin is, but, I mean, I'm not putting anything past myself, you know. I like the challenge. I like to go up against somebody like him because it lets me know exactly where I stand. I mean, if you go against the best receiver in the league and you hold your own and do your thing, you know what I'm saying, then it's like, what's next? I mean, I want to be one of those corners that can be able to go up against the Calvins, go up against the AJs, and then not be, oh, Joe, why are you so worried about? I'm like, Calvin, you have to go against Joe this week. You know what I'm saying? So maybe one of these days is going to be like that. But I just go in, grind, and make sure I play one of my best games.
You only get to play him once every 4 years. Is that, I mean, you get AJ twice a year. Would you like
that? Yeah, I mean, it's just going against great players, you know, it makes you want to step up. So, I mean, I'm just going to just keep it on low. I got Calvin, make sure that I study and make sure I come out there and play my best.
With a guy like Stafford, with a huge arm like that, does it change how you cover it all? Because the ball seemed to get there faster than maybe some of the other quarterbacks.
Yeah, he has a really quick release, too. Just basically, like I said, you got to make sure you lock in on Calvin. Don't let him lull you to sleep. Just know no matter what coverage you're in, the ball's going to be coming there. So I think the biggest thing for me is just to be locked in every play. Run support and all, but mainly make sure Calvin doesn't get off.
Hey, Joe, can you run with the rabbit?
Travis, nah. He has something special. He got special speed. I think his legs are 75% of his body.
Hey, Joe. I was talking with Hanford Dixon the other day. Yeah. Hanford said, even though you're playing plenty of men, he would like to see you play more. He said you don't need help basically at all.
I mean, Hanford's stand-up dude, man. I appreciate the compliments, and I'm just gonna keep grinding, keep doing whatever. However, Coach Ray Horton wants me to play the defense, man-to-man, no safety help. I mean, I just want to do whatever the Browns want me to be able to do.
You don't tell the coaches that, hey, you know, I got this.
I say that, but, I mean, it's going to be whatever they want to happens, but I just give my two cents sometimes.
Hey, Joe, I saw you got into a little tiny bit of a Twitter thing the other day when you had your little Hawaii thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's okay to want to make the Pro Bowl, don't
you
think?
Of course I think it's okay. I mean, you know, that's just an individual goal of mine. I mean, it has nothing to do with me not thinking about the squad or anything. It's just something like, hey, it'll be nice if I went to the Pro Bowl. That's it.
And do you think if you can have the game that you had against AJ and then kind of do the same thing against Calvin, I mean, those would be two good credentials for Pro Bowl season,
Those are good style. I mean, whatever I could do to help out the Browns, that's the biggest thing. As long as we win the game and lock down, whatever, it's good. I mean, if we held Calvin to nothing and we still lost, then it'd be a loss all around.
Do you have to get picks to get to the Pro Bowl?
I mean, I wish I knew the formula. If I knew the formula, I would go right about it. But, I mean, I just, as long as I'm doing what I got to do, as long as the coaches are happy with me, Haslam's happy with me, I'm going to just keep doing what I got to do.
Hey, Joe, you were really vocal about, you know, how much Brian Hoyer gave you guys, you know, gave a lift, slapping you, you know, coming to the sidelines. Obviously, now that he's out, are you confident that you can keep this thing rolling with Whedon back?
Yeah, I mean, Whedon, you see how he stepped in. He stepped in and did what he had to do. He made throws. He came in there, 3rd and 20, was converting. I mean, he came in and did what he had to do, handled adversity. People were booing him and all. So, I mean, that spoke a lot of what Whedon can do and his confidence and just him as a pro.
Darius Slay, what's going on with you guys?
I think he's been a fan of mine since I played for Florida. And he hit me up the other day on Twitter, asked me if he'd get the jersey after the game. So, I mean, we'll be switching out jerseys, but that's just something cool that I had another player from another team that looked up to me when he was playing college ball.
Yeah, he seemed almost like a little kid.
I can't
believe I'm going to get Joe Hayden's jersey. Is that kind of like surreal to you?
It definitely is. I mean, never growing up, I would have thought I had another player that I'm playing against looking up to me. It was kind of cool.
He said he wanted the stains and everything. And
I'm gonna give it to him right after the game, man.
Hey, you guys are ranked 4 on defense. You look good, all that business. Mm-hmm. What's driving the defense right now?
Man, just us believing in ourselves, us thinking that we really are a top defense. Us the players on the defense thinking that no matter we being ranked number 4. Just looking at the stats, trying to figure out how we can get the one. You know, we have a really good run defense, and our pass defense is about 7 now. So, I mean, just everybody on the defensive side just not feeling like it's a fluke. We feel like we go into each game, this is what should happen.